Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Sharon, today it's an honor and a privilege to have with us Pastor Paul Price from Cornerstone Worship Center in Indiana, Pennsylvania, a man of the word and a man of faith. Welcome, sir.
It's great to be here.
Amen. And what has the Lord been putting on your heart to preach here lately?
You know, it's interesting that discipleship is something that Jesus spent his whole life doing. He never made one convert. He only called people into the invitation of becoming his followers through discipleship.
Mm-hmm. And I believe in that, the Great Commission, not to make converts, but to make disciples, teaching them.
That's right. Yeah. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 19. Uh-huh. Go into all the world, make disciples in every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. And that's what it's about. I believe the only way to be victorious is to be discipled. Because I don't know about most people, but there is something about seeing a pattern to follow, to see the way that I'm to go. And to be discipled, you've got to have a pastor, you've got to have leaders, you've got to have the body of Christ, you've got to be involved in church. And so I believe God is speaking to a lot of people. Just because you name the name of Jesus doesn't make everything right with you. You've got to follow through and be a disciple of Jesus.
Yeah, and that's the key factor to it. Jesus invited people, and the discipleship process is a molding and shaping and making of a person's life into the very image of Jesus Christ. And there's where the key factor comes in. Mm-hmm. God wants our lives to be molded and shaped into his very image so that we can become all that he would have us to be in him. Uh-huh. And that's where our lives need to be. Mm-hmm. Our lives need to be molded and shaped into Jesus' very image.
Absolutely. Well, we will be back. And if you have felt stagnant in your walk with God, or you feel that something's missing, I know this program is for you.
There's a woman living next to me, just trying to make ends meet. She's just one check away from losing it all.
There's a broken man I know, barely holding on to hope. He's trying to get back up from his last fall.
Can see,
and without Jesus, tell me where would I be?
Everybody's going through something, everybody faces a storm now and then. So if everybody's going through something, I'd rather go through something with him.
Storms come and waters rise, and everybody cries. It's a part of a living while we're living.
Something I'd rather go through something with
something with.
With us, Tim, today is Pastor Paul Price from the Cornerstone Worship Center, Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and he's talking about discipleship. I like what the Apostle Paul said. He said, if we continue in the faith,
yes,
then are we his disciples indeed.
That's right.
And
that's where the key factor comes in, is becoming in him in every aspect. We're to be shaped into his image in every aspect of our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And where Jesus, when Jesus told the disciples, you know, he was walking along the seas of Galilee, called James and John, Peter and his brother Andrew, and he said, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He related to where they were at, mm-hmm, at their point and juncture, mm-hmm, but related them to where they needed to be, become,
yes,
fishers of men. And that's where God wants to take us. He wants to take us from where we are to where we need to be, and using that common ground of what we're used to in our life. And he'll take us and use us to become more instrumental in doing the work of the Lord.
Yeah, the word disciple comes from the Greek word matheteus. I believe
right.
how you say that.
That's right.
And it actually means to be a pupil, a continual follower and learner of Jesus Christ.
That's right. And that's where our lives get molded, because as we are become learners of him, and it comes back to Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, mm-hmm, these things which you have heard from me in the, mm-hmm, presence of many witnesses,
that's
Paul
right.
says, these entrust to faithful men who are able to teach others also.
That's right.
So God wants to take us and have us learn and have us absorb so that we can in turn take it to the next generation, mm, and pass it along.
Everything's about progressive revelation then.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And really that word entrust is a banking terminology. It's like what we do when we get a check. If we go to the bank, you deposit it into your account so that you can write checks against it or drafts against that,
mm-hmm,
amount that's there.
Yeah.
And it's to be treasured. It's supposed to be held with great esteem. And that's what God wants in our lives. He wants us to hold the Word of God with great esteem in our hearts, that we would take seriously what his word says.
Mm-hmm.
And John chapter 8, verse 31 tells us, if we continue in his word, then we're truly disciples.
That's
of
right.
His.
That's right.
And that's God. Where the word of God becomes a part of our life and our lifestyle.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and you said continue, and mm-hmm, that's where so many people are lacking. They start out and they make Jesus their Savior, but they don't understand the progression of Lordship.
That's it.
And it is a progression. When a person is saved, the Bible says, you know, all things become new. All things pass away. But there is that soulish realm that has to be renewed in the Word. We have to be conformed into His image. And that doesn't happen in one service or
no.
by the laying on of hands.
No. It comes through a progression. And it's that progression of dying to self on a daily basis,
mm-hmm,
and living under Christ, becoming molded into His very precepts of everything that he does, his thought pattern, his actions,
mm-hmm,
his whole desires, having the mindset of Christ,
mm-hmm,
in directing and controlling our lifestyle.
Yeah.
That when we have that accomplished, that's when true discipleship comes about.
Mm.
That's exactly right. And the word continue that you talked about in John 8:31 there,
mm-hmm,
if we continue in the word, it says here in the Greek, it's from the Greek word meno, and it means to abide, to continue, to dwell, and to remain with, to stand for.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things we need to do.
Yeah, and that's what has happened. So many times people get, they come to Christ, they get on fire for Christ, and then they let the fire go out. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a house that we had an old coal furnace. If you didn't continually keep putting coal on the fire,
uh-huh,
or put wood on the fire, you will have your fire go out.
That's right.
And we have to do the very same thing. And the Word of God is the fire that keeps us burning. And as we take that word into us and allow it to become mold and shape our lives, our lifestyle will be directed by that aspect. And that's where we have to continue in his word continuously.
Yeah, and that's why the scripture says that he would rather we be hot or cold and not lukewarm.
That's right, Revelation chapter 3.
He would spew us out of his mouth.
Yeah, because the reality of it is that if we're not sold out hot on fire for God, if we allow ourselves to get anywhere lukewarm in that presentation, then we find ourselves becoming cold and stagnant to the things of God. Mm-hmm. And God doesn't want that. He'd rather have us told to be anti-God than to allow the fire to go out in our lives.
Well, I've often heard Tim say that we don't pray for revival. We allow what's in us to come out.
There you go.
And the Holy Spirit is in us. We just have the river to flow out of
us.
Right. And that comes by discipleship. It comes by growing in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's continuing in the things of God. I think being faithful, discipline or disciple also means a disciplined life.
That's right.
And so I believe there are some listening even now, and they're hearing, and they say, well, you know, I read my Bible now and then, and I go to church when I can. But that's not what we're talking about.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about a commitment to Christ and what the Word of God tells us to be and do.
Yeah, and when we allow that to come to be the forefront of our life, that no matter what else happens, we're going to be followers of Christ. We're
That's
going
right.
to be in that relationship. We're going to set that first and foremost. We are to continually to be growing up. Paul says it, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into all aspects unto him who is head, even Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
And unless we're growing in our lifestyle, pressing on to become more like Jesus Christ, we're missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to be molded into his image.
That great South African missionary, John G. Lake, we know his story, how that someone asked his, I believe it was his great-granddaughter, what was the secret of his power? And she said he was always in the Word, and because he was always in the Word, he was always in love with God.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He had that relationship with Jesus Christ continually. Smith Wigglesworth says, I never go longer than a half hour without praying, and I never pray longer than a half hour. So he's always praying.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. We will be back.
Restoration is here. Healing is in His presence. Why don't you lift your hand right now and receive it here? It's in His presence. Whatever it is that's hindering you, pull it down. Pull it down, my God, pull it down. The Shekinah presence of God is in this place today.
Pastor Paul and Sharon and I, we have been talking about discipleship. If you continue in my word, you quoted it earlier in John 8:31, you are my disciples indeed. And that's a true follower of the Bible. And if we say that we love God, then we're going to love His word. Mm-hmm. There's so many people out there today, they're listening to messages that are centered around one scripture. And it's really not the expounding of the word of God, if you will. There's really not a true message that's coming forth in many areas today. But Pastor Paul, we believe that God wants to raise up preachers, pastors, evangelists, teachers, and so forth in this modernistic, contemporary, intellectual age that still yet believes in the preaching and teaching of the Word of God so it can change lives.
Yeah, the whole counsel of God is what brings total being to our being. And that's what God wants, and that's what discipleship is about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to the Lord and pray right now. I know there are some out there that are facing problems and situations in their life, struggles. And as you were talking, I was just picking up that somebody's really struggling in their church. They're really struggling. I don't know if it's been an offense or there's discouragement, but God is looking for faithful people and people to do what the Word says. If your brother offends you, you go to them.
That's right.
And you work it out. And I want us to pray. So many people, like sheep, they're being scattered today. And with the summer months upon us here, so many people have so many activities that don't include going to church on the weekend. They want to do other things in the summer. God's got to, I believe, deal with the heart, because if not, we're just going to be cold, lukewarm, and we're going to miss what God has for us.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Pastor Paul, if you would lead us.
Father, you know the hearts and lives of each of us, and Lord, you know where we stand. And Father, I pray for this one, Lord, who is going through this struggle within themselves. May they surrender to you to do what you would have them to do, no matter what that case may be. May they take the biblical way. And Father, even if it's difficult, Lord, let them know that there is joy in being obedient to your word, and Father, victory as well. Touch every one of the listeners. Bless them abundantly. And Father, may you continue to use them to bless here at He's Alive Radio.
That's right. And Father, we thank you for Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. It's not talking about physical sickness. It's talking about afflictions that you've been suffering, trials and persecutions and things such as this, and you feel like nobody cares. Well, we're here, and we're praying for you right now, and we just ask you to open up your heart right now and let the Lord's presence sweep through you and inside of you and mold you into the image of the dear Son of God. And just trust Christ and lean upon Him. That old song says, leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. I'm leaning. I'm leaning today. How about you, friend? In Jesus' name, be healed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy. And Pastor Paul, your church is Cornerstone Worship Center, Indiana, Pennsylvania. You have a website.
Yes.
And you have services.
Yes. We would love to have you come. Our website is www.cornerstoneworshipctr.org. Mm-hmm. And our worship times are Sunday mornings at 9:30, Sunday evenings at 6:30, and then Tuesday evening at 6:30.
Now, Pastor, you also, on the internet, you can download some of your messages.
Oh, yeah. We have our messages there. You can watch them by video, live streaming video, or at any time you would like, just go up and click on it. It says watch the service, and you can click on it and watch what we're doing.
Amen. Great preacher. Place
Amen.
To go to.
Oh,
you know, I believe part of discipleship is hearing preaching. And hearing preaching also.
That's right.
And not just sermon at, but the preaching of the gospel. And you'll get it there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.